at the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show. I'm visiting with Robert Royal. And Robert, tell me what you do and your company, what you do.
Yeah, I'm a farmer, first of all, a cotton farmer. That's all I plant is cotton. And I also run a cotton gin, the Midnight Gin in Midnight, Mississippi. We're sort of a small, medium-sized gin. It's been a wild ride in the cotton market with acreage. It's, you know, grains have taken a huge chunk out of cotton acreage. What was traditionally a big crop in Mississippi, it's shrunk considerably, and we're just sort of weathering that storm and curious to see how things change in the future. If we'll be a predominantly grain growing state, or whether cotton will be king again one day.
Well, farmers are nothing if not resilient and frankly, quite willing to adapt when things have to change.
Oh, absolutely. And they have the technology, and in the Delta where I'm from, they have the water resource, the plentiful aquifer, and great land, and they're able, that gives them flexibility. They can just, like in a restaurant, just choose from a menu of crops, you know. Mm-hmm. This year I think I'll plant corn.
Well, I understand that you're just ending your year as president of the Southern Ginners Association. Mm-hmm. There's going to be people in my audience that aren't familiar with the association. What is the mission and purpose?
Well, like any trade industry association, look out after our best interest. But we also have a safety program, and as you can imagine, there are environmental and regulatory problems that individuals have trouble facing alone, individual businesses. Therefore, we have the association to help keep us up to date and in compliance.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned safety. You've got some awards going on here.
Yeah, that's correct. We're having the safety award banquet now, and it's gone real well. We just have an unbelievable safety director, Larry Davis, and he really has a keen eye for potential hazards. It's unbelievable, and he almost, you know, like a football coach, it rallies you behind him. He goes in, encourages, helps the folks. He's friends with everyone. No one hates to see him coming. They always love to see him coming because he's so helpful.
Well, I know you're looking forward to being the past president here. That seems to always happen at the end of one of those deals. But just before we close, looking ahead, like the coming year, what are there some challenges that the association's facing on behalf of its members?
They're always the same sort of things with regulations and that sort of thing, but mainly what the low acreage is what concerns us. You know, we've seen a high mortality rate in gin. I can't quote figures offhand, but I've seen a lot of my neighboring gins just fold. You know, they just don't have the volume to justify existence. So a lot of consolidation, and that's the period we're working through now.
All right. Well, yeah. Best of luck with the future as it unfolds, and thanks for visiting with me. Glad I got to know you. So here from the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.